Hey there, Comaris and Comparis. Enjoy listening to our podcast? Want to take the fun to your events too? We gotcha. Make your virtual or face-to-face gatherings and celebrations extra special with your favorite podcast hosts, Jaya and Oi. For inquiries, sponsorships, and collaborations, please send an email to comaritalkpodcast@gmail.com. Chica moderately.
Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba, ow! Kayo ay maghanda na. Tawagin ang barkada, kami ay may ayuda. Bongga! Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa Kumarito, 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 Kumarito. Hey! Chica moderately.
Dum 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 dum. Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Dum 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 dum. Nawala yung dum ko sa dum dum dum. Tadi hangin mo pala. Hey there, Comaris and Comparis.
It's me again, Oi.
And it's Jaya, and welcome back to Comaritalk. Dum dum dum.
Ito na. Campaign period na.
Yes, finally.
So sa mga Comaris and Comparis natin dyan, na ano nyo ba, kilala nyo na ba kung sino yung mga dapat ninyong iboto, yung mga dapat ihalal ngayong, ang hirap ng Tagalog, naalala ko yung buwan ng week episode natin.
Hindi, at saka, di ba kasi yung Comaris and Comparis natin, nanghihingi ng political episode ang mga akla.
Oo, Diyos ko.
Grabe yung galgal.
Sa Twitter, no?
True.
Ang daming mga nagko-comment na, uy, pahingi ng political episode. Siguro, hindi, naging somehow political din kasi tayo.
Oo, nung mga previous, no?
Oo.
Pati sa season 2. Uh-oh. When we talked about makabayan.
Correct.
Something.
And ako, personally ha, I believe na, ito, shinare mo to kanina sa Facebook, everything is political.
Yeah. Oo nga, I actually just shared sa Facebook.
I saw that earlier. And it's true. Everything is political. Regardless, kahit sabihin mo kasi na apolitical ka. Na,
it's taking a political stand, it's actually.
You are still taking a political stand, eh.
Mm-mm.
Na wala kang kinakampihan. You wanna be neutral. That's still political kasi yeah. Wala kang kinakampihan.
Correct.
So regardless of what you're who you are supporting during this campaign period, you are still somehow, quote-unquote, political.
And since everything is political, this episode is going to be very political. So, rong political nitong magiging episode natin for today's video. For today's video, charing.
Ayun. So, eto na nga. Bilang, ang dami nating mga kaibigan.
Like, mm-mm.
You check your Facebook account, yung Facebook feed mo, Twitter mo, even TikTok eh.
Lalo na sa TikTok. Yeah.
Walang dalawang scroll na hindi ka makakakita ng non-political posts.
Yes, that's true.
Siguro Instagram na lang.
Hindi masyado.
Not on the feed, but on stories.
Stories.
There are still people posting about politics.
Mm-mm.
And somehow it's kind of it's taking a toll.
Umay.
Umay. May umay factor siya, and somehow it's taking a toll on other people's mental bandwidth din.
That's correct.
Diba?
I have to agree.
Especially if those people na nagpo-post ng mga political shit na yan is someone close to you. Tapos, ito plot twist, hindi kayo parehas ng political party
yes,
na sinusuportahan.
Yes, correct. Yun yung pinaka-hassle.
Totoo.
Lalo na kapag sobrang close family member, jowa, as in closest friend.
Or it could even be husband and wife.
Yes, that's true.
Or kapatid mo, tsahin mo.
Or best friend mo. Nagulat ka na, huh? Bakit? Yun lang talaga yung matatanong mo. Teka, bakit? Sa taon natin pinagsamahan, saan galing yan?
Oo, and people are going crazy, no? Especially yung mga celebrities.
Mental!
Yung mga celebrities na suddenly nag-e-endorse ng someone. Sige, I'm not gonna mention any political parties, pero people will get it eventually.
Yeah.
I think so. Our listeners are really, really smart naman, diba?
And they are as involved as they are.
Oo, totoo yan.
Ako siguro, natitrigger kasi ako, girl, eh. Honestly. Lalo na, wag muna tayo dun sa parties.
Oo.
Dun muna tayo sa neutrals na mga tao, sa apolitical people and political people. Excuse me. Natitrigger ako because, you know, some of them, yung kaya shinare ko kanina, yung shinare ko sa Facebook, some of them have the audacity to post memes na parang, ang natrigger talaga akong meme kanina, girl. Merong, alam mo yung parang nasa swimming pool sila. Uh-uh. Tapos may dad or mom na karga yung anak niya.
Mm-mm.
Tapos happy sila. Tapos may isa na parang kapatid yata na nalulunod sa side. Tapos yung caption nung meme was mga taong namumuhay ng normal. Tapos mga taong nalunod sa politika. And girl, it wasn't funny. I didn't find it funny. And then yung friends ko, Facebook friends ko na apparently workmates ko before na nag-share nun, may comments pa. Talak pa sila sa comments, baklan, sarap. Gigil ako, dai. Tapos, yung talak pa nila sa comments, parang, ano, wala naman akong pakialam kasi hindi naman ako botante. Wow, proud ka pa. Yun yung number one, yung mga comments. Tapos, meron ibang comment doon na, ano yun, parang, away sila ng away, akala mo kilala nila personally yung manok nila. Dude, I mean, do you really have to... Like, hello, nag-meet and greet, nakipagkamay ka dapat dun sa politiko for you to support a candidate. Mm-hmm. Bakit pa tayo may national elections kung kailangan na meet and greet mo in person yung kandida? Dude, as in, alam mo, pag mabasa mo yun, parang matitrigger ka din, girl. That's why, ako, sobrang pinipigilan ko yung sarili ko mag-comment dun sa thread nila. So, I just posted something different. And, it just so happened na I saw that post din na shinare ko na about people na walang political view, quote-unquote. So, I took the opportunity to share na lang din na everything is political. Like, at this point, with everything that's happened sa Philippines, sa country, pandemic, bagyo, you know, yung continuous...
I-account
mo lahat. And you are there. Hindi to history. Napagdaanan mo, napagdaanan ko, yung kapatid mo siguro, kapitbahay mo, nawala ng trabaho, yung kakilala mo, nagka-COVID, may kamag-anak na namatay sa COVID, nasa lanta ng bagyo, walang natirhan, nalindol, namatay sa Taal. We lived through it. How can you not take a political stand?
And take note, even the taxes that you're paying,
every cut off
is... Also political.
Like, how could you?
Alam mo yung gasolina, if you own a car.
Yes.
Nagpapagas ka.
Ang mahal ng
let's
gas.
Let's go back a year ago.
No, say pandemic.
Pandemic, di ba? Mura.
36.
Tapos ngayon, nasa 60 pesos plus. 60 plus na ang gas sa isang yung gasolina natin.
True.
bawal na mention.
Hindi ba yan?
Oo, hindi. Pero those things, di ba? Political. Nagmahal ang presyo ng sigarilyo, nagmahal ang presyo ng bilihin, sardinas, bigas. Mm-hmm. That's political. Everything you live in breathe. Diyos ko, Lord. My pronunciation is failing me. You live and breathe politics.
That's true.
At tayo nagsasabay talaga
Bakala. Hindi kasi sobrang affected, sobrang invested ako sa politics recently. To a point na mamaya ako na siguro pag-usapan na sobrang invested ko, naiiyak ako. I swear, my friends yung mga nakakasama ko recently, they can see me like waking in the morning watching a video about politics and I cry because I'm really super affected. Alam mo, siguro a huge factor was my mom. Alam mo yung pinagdaanan ng nanay ko sa government agencies just for me to get her back to Manila because she was dying. So, alam mo yun, parang awakening na yun eh sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
And even before that na we took a political stand already. Kasi si mommy, she went home, October, pero we already had an episode about politics August pa lang.
Previous, makabayan episode pa lang.
Na yan. Parang, di ba, nag-decide tayo to take a political stand because we have this platform. Mm-mm. And siguro, before we dig deeper into our own political stance or yung relationship natin or yung actual question mo for this topic, I just want to, like, reiterate na I personally took a political stand and I'm very noisy on social media about my political stand because we have this platform.
And, yes.
Diba? We have an audience. We have you guys, Comares and Compares, listening to us. And I have this social responsibility to fulfill na my goal is not really to change your mind, but my goal is just to make you think na bakit ito yung gusto ko? Bakit hindi ko gusto yung isa pa? I just want people to at least try to think the way I think or understand yung process, yung thinking process ko.
Correct.
Kung bakit ito yung, this is how I go about.
And you are that, ano bang tawag? Sa statistics kasi ang tawag dyan, sample.
Sample, oo. Diba?
You are that sample na this person is someone na representing a political point. You're not really representing, hindi ka naman tumatakbo.
Bakla. Pero wala na akong partido.
You're speaking on behalf of the other supporters who are as equally noisy as you.
Yes. Diba? And I'm happy. I'm happy to have
that's okay,
noisy
kasi
people
meron
around.
Tayong, alam mo yung kanya-kanya tayo ng happiness in life eh. And if it makes you feel satisfied na okay, I'm satisfied na na-uplift ko yung political spirit ko, yung iba pang tao na sumusuporta sa kandidatong gusto ko, diba? By all means, go. Pero before we dig deeper, no, the views and opinions
of the hosts
in this episode,
yes, don't reflect that of the network and
The station.
That of the network and, you know, everyone else there.
Correct. So again, ang goal naman talaga natin is understanding.
Yeah, and educating.
Educating and talking about, you know, some things that other people might think as taboo or might think as, sorry for the word, irrelevant
sa iba.
Pero sa totoo lang, hindi kasi. This was back in 2016, the presidential elections
first,
in 2016.
Last
presidential elections. I have this one friend, sabi niya na, I don't wanna vote because...
Si ano ba to?
No.
Gusto mo yung meron na naman tayo hindi na naman kayo nakarelate.
It's a different friend. Sabi niya ganun, hindi ako boboto kasi hindi naman kami nakikinaba.
Woo?
Yun ang sabi niya. That was in 2016 na. Yeah. I remember kasi nag-flashback yung story and yung ito, post ko na yan.
Mm-mm.
Sometime January. Kalain mo no yung sarili ko pinapaalalahanan ako kung ano ako noon.
Nag-on this day
siya na parang nakalagay doon is sabihin mo mang hindi ka nakikinabang at the end of the day ikaw pa rin magre-reap nung ginagawa mong actions na yun. Kasi if you don't take a political stand now, if it's not within your lifetime, your children might suffer.
Yes.
The next generation
the future
might suffer dun sa decisions that you're making today. Kinikilabutan ako for some reason. Hindi ko alam kung bakit, no?
Uy, speaking of kilabot, ito guys, disclaimer.
Mm-mm.
Please.
Pagpasensyahan niyo yung sasakyan na rin.
Nung nag-alarm sa labas. Disclaimer, hindi po kami gigil or galit na galit gusto manakit. Mm-hmm. We really are just very passionate about this topic. Ako personally, I know you have your reasons. Ako personally, I'm very passionate about it. And I may sound as if gigil na gigil ako or Gina G ako.
Mm-hmm.
Because no, when I registered, I think I posted this on social media. When I registered to vote last year, guys, first time kong boboto. I'm 29 years old. This is the first time I'm gonna vote. And I'm gonna do it right. I want to make sure that I'm doing it right. The reason I registered last year was because it's part of my self-love journey. Remember when we talked about the Makabayan episode na part of your self-love journey or, you know, my self-love journey, if it's not yours, is creating a better place for me to live in.
Uh-oh.
And if I am able to, or I have the power to control how my country is gonna be for the next 6 years that I'm gonna live in it, I will do it right. I'll make sure that, you know, that's why I'm very passionate about it. Kasi part siya ng self-love journey ko. If you love yourself so much, why would you allow yourself to live in a country that's not livable?
Correct.
Diba? Why would you allow yourself to pay so much taxes when, you know, that you could use yung money for something better, something more for you, diba?
Or you can still pay taxes kasi ang taxes hindi naman nawawala yan sa picture ng Pilipinas. But the question is, ramdam mo ba? Yung waste na binabayaran mo.
Oo, at saka parang, do you feel, ramdam mo ba siya? And do you feel that deserve mo yung pinupuntahan ng taxes mo? For example, yung project nung pandemic, taxes naman din natin yun, tas umutang pa tayo. Okay. Nararamdaman ba natin, deserve ba natin yun in the midst of the pandemic situation? So, yung mga ganong bagay.
Correct.
So, part yun ng self-love journey ko. Kaya, I'm very passionate about it. So, forgive me or a disclaimer, apologies if I may sound super gigil or invested or Gina G. Hindi po. Passionate lang talaga ako about this. Yun. So, going back.
Now, ito yung madalas ko nakikita kasi sa social media.
Ito na.
Madami kasing... I remember that I posted something on Facebook last time. Buksan ko lang saglit yung Facebook ko na para meron akong reference.
May reference, ano?
Oo. Sabi ko kasi dun sa Facebook ko, ito na, malapit na ako, scroll down ko na. Sabi ko. Ito.
Grabing pinag-antay, no?
Just because you have a different political tolerance. Again, just because you have a different political view does not mean you have the right to call others bobo or inutil. People have reasons why they support either this candidate, ayoko na pakalanan, or this candidate, but you know who they are.
Yeah.
Or the others.
Mm-mm.
And here's the thing. You may not respect their political views, but you always have the choice to not take things personally, especially to those who matter. Your campaign strategy directly reflects your core values.
True.
That's my Facebook post. This was dated February 12. Mm-mm. Tagal na, no?
True.
No, hindi pa. February pa rin naman.
Shit, magiging debate ba to? I feel like may presidential debate as a Kumare Talk debate. Para magiging debate ba it is?
No, kasi ako I'm taking it on my... I'm gonna speak on my behalf.
Yes.
You know naman, I support this candidate and this person na sobrang close talaga sa akin supports the other.
Sharing.
I tried. You know me.
Oh,
na if you can talk things through. Hindi yung makipagbaragan ka sa social media. Natawagin mong lutang or lugaw or inutil, di ba?
Or
bobo. Kasi, at the end of the day, this is just what I believe in. At the end of the day kasi, the presidents are gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will always be elected as a president.
Oh my God, I can't feel nga the president right now. Have you? Do you feel him recently? Ako, I don't.
But the thing is, there is always na merong label ng presidency.
True.
Or vice presidency.
He gets the label but you don't feel him, no?
Kahit nga yung mayoralty, meron pa rin label yan eh, di ba? Hi, ano, Mayor.
Hello po.
Hello po. Uy, pero si Mayor Joy ah, in fairness ah.
Oy, give cock. Alam mo, naput lang siya in a bad light, pero dito sa QC tayo, QC girls
ramdam
tayo,
ko
ramdam ko siya.
Uh-oh.
Like, kudos to Mayor Joy Belmonte. Hello po, kung naririnig niyo po to. Hello po. Good job. Ayun. Good job! You deserve a pat on the back.
Yes. So ito nga, magkaiba kami ng sinusupport. Pero ang akin kasi is that, hindi ko i-respect yung political view mo.
Mm-mm.
Na if you support this person that I'm not supporting, that one thing I don't respect. And I talk things through with my partner. Pinakalanan ko na ako sino, no? Jowa ko
talaga. Napag-aawayan niyo ba to before?
Our rule in the house is not to talk about politics at all.
But before you came up with that rule, like, what's happening?
You know me that I used to support the other party.
Yeah.
Because I voted for the late Senator Miriam Defensor Santiago.
Yeah. And
the
of course,
other party was running as her vice president.
True.
Diba? And I am also an Ilocano. Usually, they tell people na pag Ilocano ka, solid North.
True.
Those are the things back then.
The factors to consider.
Oh, factors to consider. Pero here's the thing kasi, meron tayong natawag na turning point. Yung mga... Yung mga
character development, be.
Yung mga pivot moments mo.
Uh-oh.
Diba? It happened siguro when we started the quarantine. Yung mga malakasang quarantine na in all.
Yung super lockdown na.
People either changed their perspective depende sa...
Na-facial ako ng tulog. Sorry.
Again, yung sinasabi kong perspective is always a subjective experience. Uh-oh. Kasi hindi ko...
Kasi ikaw yan eh.
Oo. Hindi yan porque yung best friend mo ay support, sinusupport si person A, does that not mean na kailangan maki-person A ka din kasi best friend mo siya.
Kung again, iba naman yung experience mo.
Mm-hmm. The experience is always subjective. And the perspective of people are always subjective. Pa rin. I talk things through with my partner. Na para, okay, so why do you support this?
Oh my. When to? Recent?
Few weeks ago,
okay.
I was driving. Parang galing kami ng Kaintay yata. Uh-uh. So we're talking in the car. He had his reasons. Na hindi niya na-bring up
here. Before pa.
Oo, parang months ago, wala yan. Kasi mm-hmm. very maingay din siya eh. Para siyang ikaw.
Uh-oh.
Dun sa wall niya na more share siya bashing the other party.
That's true.
So ganun siya. So I asked na, is there a way na, na magbabago yung isip mo? So he explained.
What now? I'm curious. It's
kind of sensitive.
Oh.
It's personal and it is sensitive that I wanna protect yung
yeah.
yung reasons na yun. Pero I can share it with you offline.
Okay.
Share it offline. Pero
but the boy ang tawag, anong gusto kong sabihin? Point is he has his reasons.
He has his reasons. And ito ah, doon ko naintindihan kung bakit kailangan kong mag-stick doon sa belief ko pa rin na okay, I will still support this person eh. I'm not gonna switch just because mm-mm. you told me your story. Pero, hindi ko na masyadong pipilitin na mag-switch ka na.
Yes.
So I stopped
mm-mm.
talking things through to him na, sige na, punta ka na sa barko namin. Hindi na ganun. Kasi back then, I was really pushy eh. Na gusto
of course, we're campaigning. Diba?
Oo, diba? Gusto ko siyang kunin na kasi may influence ka din. You mm-mm. have your own circle of network.
Yeah.
But if you switch, some people might switch too.
Yeah, that's true.
But when he told his story kasi, and mind you, the story was life-changing.
Really?
Doon ko naintindihan, girl, na may mga tao pala talaga na may kwento na kasing bigat ng isang buhay ng tao.
Mm-mm. You know, I think that is what I want to get from other supporters. Because whenever I open conversations on social media,
mm-mm.
asking why, it's legitimate. Like, I really want to understand. But, ang dami kong friends na supporters nun, tas hindi naman nila ako pinapaintindi sa akin. And I know it's not their responsibility to explain things to me. Sino ba ako? Mm-mm. But I'm asking eh. I mean, it's a polite.
And parang help me understand.
Help me understand. Like, I just wanna get it because there are a lot of candidates. There are how many? 11? 11 presidential balls? 10?
Pero let's look at the top 6 lang siguro.
Oh, sige, no? Top 6. But, di ba, there are a lot of them. Why this person na sobrang tainted the name?
Mm-mm.
And I wanna understand because I want a better country. And I don't think this person can give me a better country because he can't even make a better name for himself. So, parang ganun yung thinking ko na I just really want to understand. And when you told me na, okay, there's a story nga.
There is a story.
I just feel na parang yung mga nababasa ko lang kasi sa social media na supporters nitong party na to, they don't give a concrete reason. Kasi if there's a story behind it, oh, tell me. Or sa, at least sa comment section, imbis na puro patutsada kay VP yung sinasabi mo. Bigyan mo ko ng ginawa niya, kung ba't siya, na parang kami nung ganito, ganyan, ganyan, mm-hmm. kaya ko siya ibaboto kasi ganito, ganyan. I would have like, okay, I would have understood na, okay, I'm not gonna try to flip your, you know, your vote. And I'm not even trying to get people on VP side. I'm trying to get people sa ibang side, boto mo si Ping. Boto mo si Manny. Wag lang yan. Anyone but that person. Because, oh my God, that's a criminal. Ganon ko siya nakikita.
Uh-oh.
So, alam mo yun, parang it's not... I'm campaigning for VP, but... We are campaigning for VP. But, in terms of like, yung apologists... Sige, gamitin natin yung term. In terms of the apologists, I would have wanted them to look at other candidates versus this person.
Mm-mm.
Kasi parang, wala lang, anyone but this person. I'm sige sabihin, I'm against this person because of what he did. And I'm, lahat naman tayo, till now, pinagbabayaran pa rin naman natin what happened.
Medyo ano ako dyan ha?
Apologist ka ba before?
I can say na not really an apologist eh. I don't even wanna qualify myself as an apologist. Because number one, you know the culture of bandwagon.
Yes.
Na pag Ilocano ka, matik, baka
yun agad.
At Apolacay ka.
Ah.
Baka ganun ka, diba? And people in our province, they hate the yellows.
Uh-uh.
Sorry, hate is a very
strong word.
Strong word. I apologize for that. I'm taking it back. But not everyone likes, in our province, you know,
hindi nila masyadong. Rin dun, diba?
So, I'm getting their stand na, okay, coming from someone who had that life-changing experience
Mm-mm.
because of an incident or incidents na lang
Mm-mm.
in the past. Their decision now is not to vote for this person.
Uh-oh.
Instead, they wanted to vote for the other.
Mm-mm.
Ganun kasi. And that was me. I didn't do my homework back then. Ang inaano ko lang palagi is I'm voting for the late Senator Miriam Defensor Santiago. Therefore, I'm gonna vote everyone who's supporting Miriam Defensor Santiago.
Mm-mm.
So that was my thinking in the past. But you know, people change.
Yeah.
There is always character development if you do self-study, if you do research, and you know, charge it to your experience.
Mm-mm.
How have you been in the past 2 years since the pandemic started?
Yeah.
Diba?
Or the last 6 years since umupo yung binoto mong presidente.
Correct.
Or, ganun.
So you can always do your self-checking. So, but dun sa tanong mo, am I an apologist? I'm not.
Mm-mm.
I'm just following, you know, the footsteps of other people. Voting for the only person I am supporting, which was, or I did support rather, which was Miriam Defensor Santiago.
Ako may revelation din ako. I used to be a DDS.
Mm.
But I didn't vote. So, I don't count. No.
But I remember that.
Oo, diba? Oo. I nasa CVG tayo na eh. DDS ako. Why? Because... excuse me. At that time, sino ba mga kalaban niya nun? Sila...
MDS. Rojas. Marojas. Grace Poe. Sila.
Grace Poe. Actually, between Grace Poe ako nun and Duterte. I was DDS back then because... excuse me. Unang-una, hindi naman ako botante. So, hindi ako nag-research. And he was mainstream.
Oo.
Diba? Siya yung mainstream nun eh.
Isipin mo na lang na para siyang influencer na...
na sikat, dami projects, mga ganun.
Oo.
Na lahat ng ano...
And the city of Davao...
Yun. Really, yun yung binibida niya nun eh. And, alam mo, thinking about it now, parang, I didn't do my homework. And mainly
we
because...
We both did na.
And yun nga lang, kasi hindi ako botante.
Uh-oh.
I didn't like Miriam before because... I thought she was noisy.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, di ba kasi lagi siyang nasasangkot sa mga political controversies. And not controversy. Lagi lang siyang may opinion about, maingay siya sa politics. And turns out, ako rin pala, mag-iingay din pala ako in the future. So parang, hindi ko siya kailangan. I didn't do my research. I just went with Duterte. Quote-unquote, supported him kahit di naman ako botante because he was mainstream.
Mm-mm.
And I think what yung mentality ko 6 years ago is the same mentality of some people who supports this red candidate.
Mm.
So, parang, siguro, at the back of my mind, I know better now. I didn't know better before. Huh? Basta, tambay yung grammar ko. Basta, I didn't know what I know now before. And I feel like, nakikita ko yung mga supporters ni Red Candidate na parang sila ako 6 years ago na hindi nag-research, yun lang ang gusto kasi sikat, kasi maingay, kasi mainstream.
Eh ano kita ha? Kupos kita. That's your perception.
Oo. Yun yung nakikita ko. Parang I see myself in them. Most especially doon sa mga tao na pag tinanong mo, ang sagot sa'yo, basta. Kasi yun yung, kasi siya lang yung may kakayahan. Anong kakayahan? Basta, walang masagot, walang credentials, walang nagawa for them personally. So, how would I know why you're gonna vote for... And I could, nagsosocial experiment kasi kami nila Mark.
yung mga hindi namin kilala, sino yung presidente mo, Grab driver, mga nakikita lang. Yung mga underprivileged people na nakakadaupang palad natin everyday namin, parang tinanong namin, tas yun ang gusto nila, si ganito. Bakit? Siyempre yung sikat. Okay. Siyempre yung ganyan. So ako, I don't really have like people voting for this person. Tell me or make me understand why. When I'm asking why him? And when I ask, I don't harass ha. Like, uh-oh, ano lang, normal discussion lang na, ba't siya?
Parang, you just wanna,
I just wanna understand.
Let that conversation out. I'm getting your point.
Even may kamag-anaks, all of them are red. Tapos tinanong ko nung cremation ni Mommy, 'di ba? We had a little gathering. Tapos sabi ko, bakit siya? Ang sagot nila sa akin, kasi daw nung motorcade, fuel tank yung mga motor.
Oh.
So
and that was from their experience.
Oh, from their experience. So yun, kasi andun daw yung pera.
Okay.
So yun, so parang ako, everything that I'm getting is very shallow. And I don't feel that, alam mo yun, I don't feel that, I mean, to each his own. Pero for me, I don't feel that it's a considerable factor to put a very important vote. To shade that line item sa ballot.
Yung number one, no?
Oo.
Yung pinakaunang line item na president.
Diba? Tapos, just because finultank niya yung motor.
I totally understand that. Uh-oh. Yung pinanggagalingan mo. Now, coming from someone, again, I'm gonna speak on my behalf lang ha, hindi ko nilalahat. Ganyan din kasi yung thinking nung iba. From the other side of the boat.
Uh-oh.
Or from the other boat na lang.
Mm-mm.
Kasi iba yung bangka nila eh.
True.
Diba? Ganyan din sila mag-isip. That some people, hindi ko naman nilalahat, are really just joining the bandwagon. And other smarter people, sana sasabihin ko, who are in the other boat.
Uh-oh.
Let's admit, may mga tao rin na nag-iisip talaga, mm-hmm, who are doing their research too. Kung bakit di nila iboboto si VP. Nagpangalan na tayo.
Hindi, okay lang.
Pero sige, normal.
They know naman na pink lawan ta. Charing. They know
kung
naman
bakit
na
di nila iboboto si Vice President. Other people are also smart who are doing their own research kung bakit si Marcos ang iboboto nila. And they also think the same way. Kung paano yung pag-iisip mo ngayon that some people may can defend yung justification kung bakit si Marcos ang iboboto nila.
Mm-mm.
May mga ganun din kasi. And ito, experience ko to ah, coming mm-mm from someone who talked with someone mm-mm na strong supporter talaga ni Marcos, I'm getting the bigger picture now. Na hindi lahat, sana lang talaga, what I wish really is to have more people be exposed of getting reasons why these people yeah are voting for the parties that they are supporting.
And I also hope that, you know, people would be more confident with their reasons. Because, alam mo, itong mga nakausap ko recently, I was at a wake, yung kay... tapos, tinanong ko, parang sino pong boboto nyo? Sino ang presidente nyo? Tapos, alam mo, they were shy. They ako, based on experience, di ba nga nag-social experiment? Based on my experience, Marcos supporters are shy to tell you up front that they're voting for BBM. Unlike tayo, na parang sino president mo? Si Lenny. Confident tayo eh. Like, si Lenny. Sila, hindi sila confident. Alam mo, ang binalik sa amin, nung tinanong namin yun, sinong presidente mo? Sabi nila sa amin, kayo, sino? Kasi pag sinabi mong Lenny ka, tatahimik sila. Kasi alam nilang baka magkaroon ng discussion kasi BBM sila. Ganon! Mm-hmm. And I've been getting that, like, marami. Na parang babalik muna nila sa'yo, itetem check ka muna nila. Tapos pag sinabi mong, kapag sinabi mong ang presidente mo si BBM, o BBM tayo, saka lang sila nagkakaroon ng lakas ng loob na BBM tayo, BBM ganyan. So parang, sa mga kamag-anak ko, na-experience ko rin, di ba nandito sila? So tinanong ko, sino boboto nyo? Sabi niya, kayo ba?
Uh-oh.
Ganon, laging, bakit ka nahihiya? Sabi ko, Lenny kami dito eh. So parang, ganon.
on Marcos kami. Parang, ba't ka malungkot na Marcos ka? Bakala. Marcos kami. Parang, ha? Bakit ka sad, babe? Gusto mo ba sumaya? Charing. May mga ganun. Parang nahihiya sila. Uh-oh. And feeling ko nahihiya sila because, and ako lang to ha, it's just me, guys. Disclaimer, I could be wrong. Nahihiya sila kasi nakakahiya naman din talaga yung mga pinagagawa ng kandidat.
Ikaw lang talaga yan.
Ikaw lang eh. Di ba kasi nga, your vote reflects you.
Your values.
Your values, your morals. So, kung binato ka ng, dala, bakit siya? Di ba magnanakaw yun? Wala ka nang masagot. Parang unless, meron kang iriribat.
You have evidence
you have evidence na.
Okay, that's not true. I have proof.
Diba?
May ganun. So
parang nahihiya sila. That's what I have observed. They're shy. Unlike Lenny supporters na loud and proud, pink, magpipink yan sa kung saan-saan. Girl, may friend ako. I met him from Twitter. Very political person. Nakasabay niya si Sandro sa restaurant sa Rockwell. Bakla, pasok siya naka-Lenny shirt siya, be. Hindi naman niya alam na nandun si Sandro, di ba? Pasok siya naka-Lenny shirt. Nagtinginan yung mga tao kay Sandro tsaka sa kanya. Bakla na siyang pake. Naka-ano siya, naka-Lenny shirt siya sa loob na pink. Tapos nakalagay, na blue, pink print Lenny. Tapos naka-pink pa siya na polo. Lakad siya. Tapos, girl, nagtinginan yung mga tao. Yung mga tao yun na awkward for Sandro. Pagpasok niya, confident si bakla. Oh, lakad. Bakit? Lenny ako eh.
Wear your colors.
Wear your colors. At ganun, unlike yung mga iba, na nahihiya talaga sila. So parang ako, that's my experience. And ako, I'm puzzled. I'm wondering why they're not proud of who they're gonna vote. Or, excuse me, unlike yung iba na sobrang loud.
Pero aminin mo, marami rin talagang loud.
Super daming loud sa kabila. Andami. Hello, surveys.
Oo, andami. At saka, well, ang hirap kasi mag-talk eh. Kasi, paan na ba? I don't wanna brand these people as keyboard warriors na.
Excuse me,
Kasi, medyo, yun, personal yun eh. Pero, you might have encountered, and a lot of us actually have encountered, yung mga keyboard warriors naman talaga.
Oo, marami din.
Marami rin talaga.
Both parties.
And even sa side ni VP, no?
Oo, both
parties. Marami pa rin ganyan. So, siguro, what you wanna avoid are yung mga ganung nonsensical conversations nangyayari.
Na nagtatrashtokan lang, bigyan mong Dota yung election.
Oo, they're taking everything personally na instead of being just political to defend your stand, and,
nagtatawagan pang bobo, inutil.
Sabihin mo sa kanila that you're voting for someone. Ako, I also get that question. Who are you voting for?
Mm-mm.
Bago ko kasi sabihin na si VP ang ibiboto ko, palagi kong sinisimula na I'm voting for someone who is representing my values. Meron siya ng family values din, respects people in our community, support same-sex union, kasi yun ang mahalaga sa
civil
akin.
Union.
Yung civil union ng LGBTQIA+ community.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, who has credibility, empowers people, meron siya ng transparency and accountability.
Yeah.
Tapos, ikaw, sino yan? Hindi ko muna sasabihin kung sino, pero I'm giving all the hints that they can get.
Oo.
Diba? Ikaw, sino sa'yo? Kung gets niyang si Lenny agad yun, okay.
Hindi na siya magsasalita.
We're in the same boat.
Oo.
Now, if the other person,
excuse me,
parang ibabash niya yung nasabi ko or says something different or odd, okay, we're not on the same boat.
Mm-mm.
So, okay, I would like to understand your reason why you're voting for that person. If you can defend, take your own stand kung bakit siya, I'll listen. Hindi naman para ko sa iyo eh.
Oo, biglang ipeptok kita dito ngayon, no?
Ipeptok kita tungkol kay Lenny Robredo at latagan kita ng credentials. Hindi naman para gawin ko yun. Pero makikinig ako. Kasi, I wanna understand how people think.
Same,
and
diba?
And I think, going to the point kanina noon, doon sa Facebook post, it's okay to keep the friendships tight pa din. There are people kasi na madami nagka-cancel sila or they unfriend people. That's okay. I mean, it's you.
Mm-mm.
It's you. Siguro it reflects your campaign strategy nga talaga. Yung core values mo if you unfriend a lot. Lalo yung mga medyo naiirita ka just because sobrang strong nila or they have a lot of influence and they're doing such thing. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm saying that it's you.
Mm-mm.
Pero ako, siguro I wouldn't do that. I'd love to hear stories.
Yeah.
Regardless if we are not in the same team, I wanna hear your story kasi baka mamaya, life-changing din siya. And alam mo yun, who knows? Baka kasi with that story that you're telling me now, I might have something to help you na makapag-switch ka.
Mm-mm. Or, you might change my mind.
Oh, you might also change my mind. Oo. Oo nga, no? Tama.
Mm, bakit di ko to nakita?
Correct.
Diba? May mga ganun eh. Ako kasi, pag nag-ask din ako ng opinion sa post ko, make me change my mind.
Mm-mm.
Convince me, why not Lenny?
Correct.
Because all roads that I can see lead to her. So, I'm not sure like which paths you're taking. Make me understand. Make me see your path. Just so, maybe I could switch, diba?
Mm-mm.
And, diba? So, parang, ito, ako naman, yung stand ko dyan, girl. Kasi ikaw, diba, parang, you said na parang, keep the blah, blah, blah.
Keep the ties pa din.
Keep the ties.
I wouldn't want to unfriend. Siguro unfollow.
Unfollow,
yes.
Mute.
I-mute kita sa mga post mo na maka-Marcos. Lalo kung nakikita ko na you're just posting memes or you're trolling people.
Or nang babash ka lang ng kabilang party.
Oo, kasi it's not healthy for me too eh.
Mm-mm.
Na makita ko na, okay, kailangan ba kapag Lenny supporter ka, lugaw ka rin? May mga ganyan.
Oo, mga ganyan.
I'm not even gonna go there.
Yeah.
Kasi
ako, ayoko nagbo-board ng ganong yung mga shallow arguments.
True. So, I wouldn't go there na lang. So, I'd rather unfollow you. Mm-hmm. And okay, sige, kung may kailangan ka sa akin, message mo ko.
Yeah.
You know my account, we're still friends, I'm just a message away.
True. Ako, I prefer conversations about credentials. Kasi that's how I learn about their candidate.
Mm.
Parang, ito, recently, mayroon akong mga nakakausap sa Facebook din na they're voting for, they want Pacquiao because of reasons. And I appreciate it. And actually, it didn't make me consider Pacquiao because I've already, you know, decided. But I'm still researching.
You did your homework.
I did my homework.
We did.
Diba? We did our homework, diba? Like we said we would last year. So, parang, pero they explained their side to me and I understood. And honestly, go support. I mean, huwag mo sayangan yung boto mo. If you think Manny Pacquiao deserves your vote, go. Parang vote for him.
If you believe that Pacquiao can change
the
economy,
the economy, the country, go.
On a positive note, laban.
Diba? Ako nga, I was actually partially considering Lacson because of his experience and how he performed sa Jessica Soho, sa KMJS.
Uh-oh.
So I was actually considering, you know, Lacson. But hindi eh, parang I weighed Lacson and Lenny still, ano eh, background, wala eh. Parang si Lenny talaga yung reflects more of me kesa sila kay Senator Lacson. So yun, so parang ako yung stand ko naman dyan kasi we talked about morals. I feel that it's okay. I can unfriend people because I don't want to associate myself with people who have morals na total opposite nung sa akin. Siguro like kay Marcos lang because of my perception of Marcos and not really perception lang eh because of what the Marcoses did to the country that I'm experiencing now, my child is experiencing now. Like I feel that If it's not Lenny, it shouldn't be Marcos. And if there are people who are supporting Marcos that badly, and they don't reflect, of course, Marcos doesn't reflect my morals and my character, doesn't reflect me at all, I feel like I can cut them off. Because if their candidate reflects them, ibig sabihin, when they're put in that position also, they would have the tendency to do those things too. And I don't want to be victimized by that. If I can protect myself from, you know, a certain thing happening to me, I would
I would gladly exit or cut you off. It's okay. Parang I'm hindi ko I can't bring myself to understanding if I'm gonna have a friend na apologist tapos mag okay lang, wait, okay lang sa yung magnanakaw, sure, okay lang sa yun na marami silang pinatay, sure. First, if that person wins and declares martial law the first thing when he sits down, okay lang sa'yo. Kasi ako, hindi okay sa akin eh. Hindi okay para sa anak ko. I don't want my son to grow up the next 6 years, yung honing years niya yun eh. My son's 8. So, the next 6 years, he's gonna be 14. So, yun yung matinding growth niya. Magiging teenager na siya for the next 6 years. And he's gonna be under a president who's incompetent. I don't like. Yun yung iniisip ko. And if you are my friend, a close friend, and yun yung gusto mong road na tahakin, I can't be with you. I mean, how can we talk about future plans? How can we talk about gets? Ganun ko siya nakikita. But, in terms of yung sinabi mo sa post mo na it reflects your character also, like unfriending,
mm-hmm.
I don't have for me, the way I understand it, it's me setting boundaries. That's my character. I think Lenny also sets her boundaries. Remember when she said na, okay, paano ka pag nanalo ka tapos yung mga, diba, hindi naman niya daw na-unite yung opposition, ganyan-ganyan. And alam mo what she said? She said na, kapag nakaupo ka na, pag nasa posisyon ka na, it doesn't matter to me kung anong party ka. Gawin mo trabaho mo, gagawin ko yung trabaho ko. We have our own responsibilities as a senator, as a vice president, as president, lahat, ombudsman ka man, kung governor ka man, lahat tayo may responsibility. Kapag nakaupo na tayo, gawin mo lang yung responsibilidad mo. Hindi naman ikaw mako-call out kung nagtatrabaho ka ng maayos, di ba? So that's I mean, that's how I see it also. Na, live your life, I live mine. Pero, I'm gonna cut you off because I'm setting boundaries. I don't wanna associate myself with a person like you who is okay with thieves running a country. I'm not okay with that. Ganun ko siya nakakita. Now, if I'm gonna see character development and we talk about change a lot, people change, they can change. What if nga naman, no, magbago bigla yung pananaw niya or hindi naman talaga siya ganung klaseng tao? Well, give them a chance. Prove themselves. But until then, I don't want to be associated to you. And if you still want to be associated to me, why not? Pero if I'm gonna be given a choice, and I have a choice, I can unfriend people. I have na dalawa. Workmates ko before na sobrang ka-close ko. Tapos, solid BBM daw sila kasi mga Ilocano. Dude, Marcos doesn't even speak Ilocano. My God. So, parang...
Magkaiba tayo talaga ng ano ngayon.
Oo.
I mean, we are voting for the same person. But
pero may question ako sa'yo.
Ano?
What if the jowa is not for him? Would you have the same perspective? Or would you cut people off too?
The same perspective. Pa rin ako ha. Kasi, andun ako sa ano eh.
You still wanna keep the friendship?
Oo. Regardless kung sino iboto mo or hindi. Kunyari, Isko ang anuhin niya or si Manny Pacquiao. Yeah, take Marcos out of the picture.
Uh-huh.
What if it's a different person that they're voting for?
Ako okay lang.
I will still keep the same perspective pa rin. Parang, the way I qualify my the candidates kasi, meron ka ng perspective mo, experience, and you did your homework.
Mm-mm.
I also did mine.
Mm-mm.
Siyempre, process of elimination ka.
True.
Kung sino yung dapat mong anuhin, di ba? Andun kasi ako sa ano eh, sa point na I am voting for this person because of the track record. Pero naniniwala ako sa, again, don't get me wrong, this is my perspective and I'm still voting for Lenny Robredo at the end of the day.
Yes.
I believe in what the late Miriam Defensor Santiago said. The sins of the father should not be vested to the son.
Uh-uh.
yun kasi yung sinabi niya sa isa sa mga interview na binibida ngayon ng mga supporters ni Marcos.
Correct.
Pero meron kasi diyang but.
Oo, may caveats.
May caveat kasi dyan. I agree to what the late senator said na hindi naman dapat ipasa yung kasalanan ni Ferdinand Marcos Sr. kay Bongbong ngayon kasi it's not Bongbong who did it. But, let's look at other factors too. Dun ka sa credentials niya. I think I posted something on Twitter.
Ako I posted something on Facebook.
Ganyan. Hanapin ulit natin. I have references.
True.
Kasi, Ferdinand Marcos Sr. was really an intellectual person.
Oo. I shared that too on Facebook. Yung, di ba, he passed the bar 93.something%.
He is intellectual.
Very smart. Alam mo, ito ah. If Ferdinand Marcos, if Apo Lakay, quote-unquote, if Ferdinand Marcos Sr. ran as president today, I think I would consider him. Honestly, even...
me too.
If the dead could still run, he could win. Honestly. And I think I'll be... I'm not gonna be entirely okay given the martial law history. But credentials-wise, and if I want a better Philippines, I would vote for him.
Ako din.
Possibly. Yes.
Pero let's look... Yun nga.
But the
tignan
junior...
mo yung other factors kasi ah. He did not inherit his father's intellect.
Yes.
Yung elocution niya. Girl, public speaker si Ferdinand Marcos.
Si senior.
Diba?
And we are not, we are not patronizing... senior, but we're just stating facts.
Yeah, we are.
Senior versus junior, walang-wala naman kasi yung junior, babe.
The ferocity of the late Ferdinand Marcos Sr., yung ferocity niya, alam mo yun, hindi na-inherit kasi.
Yeah.
So, I would agree that the sins of the father should not be vested dun sa son, pero hindi naman kasi na nakuha rin yung qualifications na inahanap ng tao.
Exactly.
Senior
was a leader. He was a born leader.
Mm-mm.
That's why he became a dictator.
One of the greatest dictators.
Because he was so much of a leader.
Yeah.
But the son is not. The son is a weak, I don't know.
That's why, diba? To be very honest, I hate history. But history is really helpful rin naman pala. Na... madami ka kasi matututunan eh.
And honestly, girl, ito, I'm not an apologist. I'm for Lenny Robredo. But if you would think about it on a different light, some people kasi think that, you know, Marcos Sr. just wanted to rule the country. That's why he put martial law. But no, diba? We were fighting a communist battle. Asia.
Correct.
Diba? Meron kasing nangyayaring makakaapekto sa Pilipinas in a worse way if he didn't proclaim martial law.
Correct.
Diba? There was a reason behind martial law. Pero yung mga nangyari lang during martial law, yun lang yung mga patayan, yung mga
extrajudicial killings,
yung freedom ng press was not there. Yun yung kinakagalit ng maraming tao. Maraming namatay, maraming dugo dumanak, tama ba? Dumanak.
And that's the experience that we're talking about earlier, no?
Uh-oh.
Like if your family or yung mga lolo't lola mo or even your mom and dad supported Cory Aquino in the past,
mm-mm,
meaning they had that first-hand experience,
yes,
sa family ninyo or nila,
mm-mm,
na namatayan siguro sila.
Napatay siguro yung kamag-anak.
Kamag-anak na baril na naglalakad lang sa kalsada, biglang
binampot
ng polis.
Pero imagine if martial law was executed in a better way na wala masyadong dugong dumanak, it would have been probably, matalino si Marcos Sr. eh,
mm-hmm,
it would have probably been the best way to go about protecting the Philippines against the communist battle that Asia had at that time.
Correct.
Kung na-execute lang ng maayos.
And he could have been the best
president.
And even Senator Panfilo Lacson said it himself. Sabi niya, the first stage of martial law was really good.
Mm-mm.
Kasi there was
peace
a
and
reason.
Order. May peace and order din. Everyone was following the rules diba?
However, sa mga comparison natin out there, if you haven't seen the movie Kingmaker,
mm-mm,
it's available on YouTube. Please watch it.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about
Imelda Marcos.
Yes. Yun nga, the first stage, first phase, first two, sige, two phases of martial law was really okay. Everything is happening smoothly. However, greed came in kasi. And you know, money is the root of all evil. Alam naman natin yan.
True.
And there's always graft and corruption anywhere. Kahit saan ka pumunta, even yung mga private sectors, companies na ganyan, there's always corruption.
Correct.
Hindi man pera yung nananakaw sa'yo, it could be the experience, it could be yung talino mo, it could be yung pagod mo, diba?
Service.
That your service, you can always be corrupted. Corrupted anytime from any person. Na maximize lang siguro nila. Yung time na yon.
Even, ano, friends, businesses.
Diba?
Alam mo yung mga ito ha, yung sabihin natin, diba pandemic, may mga businesses na nag-open. Yung gagawin kang middleman, tapos papatungan mo. Kahit sabihin natin na, ano yan.
Oo.
It reeks corruption.
Corruption pa rin.
Corruption kahit saan, pa rin eh.
Yung magpatong ka na, mag-markup ka na nga lang ng 200%
dun
sa original price, that's corruption already.
Diba? Kasi, but, in businesses, may tawag kasi dun eh, there's a politically correct term for that. It's markup, it's, diba?
And it's profit.
It's profit. And it's valid for businesses. But, it's, you know, it wreaks corruption pa rin if it's not done the right way. And in the government, most especially if you're using the people's money, the taxpayers' money, you can't do that. It's not business. Hindi mo pwede gawing negosyo ang politika.
Correct.
And that's what the Marcoses think of politics. Business. Diba? Tinanong si Sandro. Kaya daw siya mag... si Sandro ba? Or si Marcos Sr., kinausap niya si Marcos Jr. na huwag kang mag-ganon, walang pera dyan. So, ibig sabihin, feeling nila sa politics may pera. Because they were corrupting people's money. So, di ba? So, parang, ano yun eh, parang...
Allegedly, ha? Baka makasuhan ka ng libel.
Oh, hindi. Pero sige, there really was, Marcos Jr. really said na, sabi ng tatay ko, magpolitika ka nandyan yung pera. Or, I think, Sandro, correct me if I'm wrong, ha? Yung mga, ano, mga...
Nakapanood
ng video. Pero, sinabi talaga nila na, nasa politics ang pera. So, why would money be in politics? Ako, I don't understand. Ang sweldo ng presidente, 200K lang per month. So, as may mga businesses, may mga, kung manging empleyado ka, pwede kang kumita ng, kung OM ka, 100 plus in a month.
Para ka lang diba? Sumasahan.
Para ka lang sumasahan.
Oo, may commission ka pa, sabihin mo.
Yung ibang mga commission dyan, kumikita ng more than, diba? Yung ibang
presidente.
Artista. Kumikita ng million a year sa mga endorsements nila. Why presidency? Why politics? Anyway, it could go on and on.
Correct.
So yun, so parang gets yung credentials ni Junior. It doesn't really match the credentials of the senior. So it I don't think it's a valid
reason
for
Ako siguro for myself to vote for him. Kasi una kong tinignan talaga track record eh. And how I really wish na sana mas maraming tao pa sana ganun yung maging pagtingin. Kaya nga babalik ako dun sa point natin kanina, no? The reason I'm not cutting people off, kahit toxic sila, unmute lang or unfollow lang, is because we are the constants eh. Magpalit man ng presidente every 6 years or ma-impeach man yan, kung sino man yan, there is always politics and you can't really avoid that. Regardless kung sinong party yan, mag-switch ka man ng partido mo, dahil una, baka nakikinabang ka or masyado kang close dun sa pamilya nung kandidatong yan. Kahit sabihin na natin at a local election level eh, alam mo yung pagkakagawad lang. Oo, yung kagawad man lang. Minsan kapag sobrang ka-close mo at nakikinabang ka dahil binibigyan ka ng pabor, kaya mo siya iboboto. Pero it doesn't mean na i-unfriend mo ngayon yung iba. Yun yung ano, pinanggagalingan ko naman.
Gets.
So, medyo ano tayo doon. Pero this is still a healthy conversation that we're having now.
Ako naman, I don't have anything about people na may thinking mo. Kasi it's understandable. And to each his own nga, diba? And it's just me. If sa'yo, hindi okay na mag-unfriend, okay lang sa akin. I mean, I would respect that. Pero ako rin, parang, for me naman, it's okay to unfriend or if you don't wish to associate yourself with people nga that support something that you don't believe in or something you don't support or against your morals and values, go for it. Parang siguro what the more important thing about it, apart from keeping relationships or keeping bridges, is having a stand first.
Agree.
Or, diba? Parang, yun muna.
You can't really unfriend people kung wala, kung in the first place, wala kang stand.
Mm-hmm.
And also, not having a stand is again, political.
Political pa rin.
Ano ka pa rin eh.
And siguro encourage people to care more about the country. Uh-oh. Because whatever their stand is, it affects you and your family eh.
Uh-oh.
You can't tell me na boto ko naman to, respeto mo ko. Bakla, yung boto mo, apektado ko dyan. Sa Pilipino rin ako eh. So, diba, as much as possible, if I could get you to vote for a better candidate or make me change my mind, I would. Kasi,
syempre, or help me understand.
Help me understand.
Na hindi dahil sa naiinis ako.
Oo.
Or, alam mo yun, na hindi dadaan sa galit at insulto. Oo.
It's very important that ito pala, Kumaris and Comparis, before we wrap this episode up, dami pala natin
kuda, pala chika, no?
Ano, Kumaris and Comparis, it's very important that when you engage in political discussions such as this one, you are coming from a place of care.
Correct.
Or place of sincerity. Not from a place of hatred or
anger.
Alam mo, anger, or alam mong sarado na yung isip mo pero magbo-board ka pa rin sa conversation. No, you have to keep an open mind. Otherwise, do not engage in these kinds of conversation. You can decline naman eh. You can politely decline
na my headspace is not ready for this kind of conversation. Kasi
it
might grow into an argument. And
parang
yung
sa inyo ni Jowa mo na you have this agreement na let's not talk about politics sa house, because you both know that you can't support the bandwidth of the conversation, the discussion. Mm-hmm. You always have the choice. At the end of the day, whatever we say here, whatever our stand is, how we look at things, may choice ka pa rin naman if you're gonna do the same or if you're still gonna be mom about you know, stuff. It's a choice at the end of the day. But until then, you know, before making a choice, make sure that, you know, you consider you, yourself, your future, your family's future before, you know, making a stand or not making a stand.
Uh-oh.
Which is still making a stand.
Pero ako, share ko lang din na, kasi kami, yun nga, not talk about politics. He supports me supporting Lenny.
Mm-mm. I like that. Oo, alam ko. Ako, kahit kami, ako, di ba, alam naman niyang
he supports
upfront tayong Lenny.
Me, being a supporter of Lenny, and I equally support him being a supporter of Marcos. In fact, nung nag-date kami nung kahapon sa Tanay, I gave him a red polo shirt. I wore pink.
Mm-mm.
Bumili naman siya ng mask, face mask na pink para sa akin, tapos sa kanya naman pula. Sabi ko, sige, whenever you're wearing that red, I'm gonna wear pink. Kasi wear your colors nga, diba?
May question ako though, out of ano, curiosity lang. So, okay lang sa'yo na okay lang sa kanyang magnanakaw yung president?
There are reasons. Yun lang siguro yung pwede kong isagot dyan. There are reasons kung bakit hindi niya susuportahan si Lenny Robredo.
Bakit hindi daw ibang candidate? Ba't hindi daw si Ping or hindi si...
Sige. Based on, ano ha, bigyan ka lang overview na lang.
Overview na lang. Just to wrap the episode up. Kasi baka
pare-parehas kasi
may
yung
questions.
Reason niya
Uh-oh.
Tungkol kay...
sa iba.
Kay Isko, kay Lenny. Sa dalawang yun lang.
Mm-mm.
Manny Pacquiao, I don't even wanna go there. Ping Lacson is another choice. But because of
the experience
and you know what's happening in Mindanao now.
Mm-mm.
And Davao is still booming kahit sa Sarayan. Ayun,
who's your VP? Kiko ka din ba? Lenny Kiko?
Lenny Kiko pa rin ako. I also have a lighter green shirt for Kiko.
Yeah.
And I bought him a dark green shirt for Sara Duterte.
Oh,
imagine, meron kaming mga ano matching outfits. Sabi ko, hindi pwede, no? Kasi kung mag dark green ka, kailangan mag light green ako.
Gets.
So, let's represent our colors din.
Mm-mm.
Siguro before we wrap this episode, no? Basa ako kasi, it's okay not to respect other people's opinions politically, ha?
Mm-mm.
Pag political yan, sige, okay lang, wag mo respetuhin kung ano yung nasa isip nila. Kasi totoo naman, tayo ang makikinabang dun sa boto na yan eh.
But at least respect the person.
It's one vote. Yeah. Mm-mm. It's one vote that you're gonna cast on May 9. So you have to use it wisely kasi you only have one.
Mm-mm.
And if your friends, family members, even people in the office, kahit boss mo pa yan,
mm-mm,
if they don't align with your values and who you are supporting, that's okay. But you always have to keep your professionalism.
Yes.
And don't take everything personally.
Yeah. Ako siguro ang malilive ko na lang as to our comares and compares. It's okay if, kasi, di ba, sabi nga natin, respect is earned.
Uh-oh.
It's okay if you don't respect that person's political view, but please don't forget to respect them as people. We do not have the right to call anyone names, inutil, bobo, ano pa ba yung mga derogatory labels na pinupot. Because when you hit them with that, you know, with that stone, it doesn't make you a better person.
Totoo.
And diba, it only goes to show, like what you said, your own character and your own morals and values.
Totoo.
So, you can choose not to respect that person's political view, but respect the person as a person.
True. Always come from a place of care.
Care.
Kindness.
And sabi understanding. Ko nga, diba,
we can always redefine yung sinasabi nating love wins.
Mm-mm.
It's not just applicable for people LGBTQ, in the LGBTQIA+ community. It can also be applicable to those who have opposing political views. That's okay.
Mm-mm.
And you can keep it, if you can keep it civil lang, just agree to disagree. Okay lang din yun. If you wanna set your boundaries like what Jay is doing,
mm-mm,
darating ka sa point na yung unfriend people because you just wanna set your boundaries. It's okay too.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, ang constant, ikaw lang.
Ikaw.
At yung mental, ano mo, mental space.
Mental
mo,
space
yung peace
mo.
Of mind mo.
Yeah. Kaya, alam nyo, Maris and Compares, research. Yun talaga. Kasi whether you are a Marcos supporter, a Lenny supporter, Pink supporter, Pacquiao, so Caliodi supporter, back up your vote with the research.
Correct.
And make sure, ngayon ka lang magre-research, be, para sa isang araw na election, no? Parang make sure, yung kagaya ng what you said, make sure your vote counts and it's for a better country, for you, for yourself.
Correct.
Diba? And your family, of course.
And if you are this person naman, Comares and Compares, no, na hindi nakapag-register, alam ko meron
marami
na rin, hindi nakapag-register na gusto humabol, kaso hindi na naiabot, medyo naging busy rin siguro kayo in the past. That's understandable, yes. If you can't cast your vote, be influential with the people around you. You still have your own beliefs, eh. You
may
still
voice
have your own
din.
Voice. Na if you can't use it during the event itself, then use it beforehand.
Mm-mm.
For you to influence the people around you para, alam mo yun, mabigay nila yung future na hinahanap mo.
Oo. At saka, take note that the person, the people na i-vote natin, senators, local LGU leaders, they are the ones that we're gonna follow for the next 6 years. So, sila ang magde-decide ng economy natin, ng laws natin, ng mga
Correct.
Batas na, sila gagawa ng mga batas natin sa susunod na 6 na taon. Kaya, make sure that you research at kilalanin mong mabuti kung sino yung mga iboboto mo. Kasi kung boboto ka ng taong hindi mo naman susundin at palagay mo, hindi mo naman gagawin, hindi mo naman susuportahan yung mga batas na gagawin nila at isasubmit nila, sayang yung boto mo. At saka, di ba, parang, kaya nga, importanteng alam mo yung plataforma ng mga kandidato para tulungan mo rin yung sarili mo. Kasi kung hindi mo susundin, bakla, para saan pang naglukluk tayo ng mga leaders sa mga posisyon?
Tama.
Ayun lang naman, kumaras
ng episode na to, no?
Diba? Eh kasi ang tagal niyong nag-antay ng
comeback episode.
Comeback episode. Eh di ito na. So there. And don't forget to keep up with the Chika. Follow us on our socials. On Facebook, we are
Kumaritalk The Podcast. On Instagram, we are
Kumaritalk Podcast. And on Twitter, we are
Kumaritalk.
And this has been brought to us by Cutprint Podcast Network.
And uy, happy anniversary!
Uy, happy anniversary! Alam, hindi tayo nagritan. Happy anniversary, Kumaris and Kumparis. So we've already had our first year.
Last week,
Feb 18. Ang birthday ni Kumaritalk.
At salamat dahil nakikinig kayo. Nasa church pa rin kami. Guess what?
Surprise!
Oo nga.
So more episodes to come, of course. So this is just the fourth episode of season 3. So, marami pang in-store.
Marami pa. Abangan ninyo kasi may mga, may mga events pa tayong pupuntahan.
Yes, correct.
And if you are also having your own corporate events,
ayun,
or mga mapabinyag man yan, kasal, meeting de avance.
Meeting de avance, no?
Open kami for booking, so you can slide into our DMs. Ando naman sa Twitter page natin and lahat ng socials natin, yeah, lang din yung
email. You can message
address
us anywhere.
Yes. Fully vaccinated kami. May booster na rin.
Yeah, we're boosted.
So, laban na laban sa kahit anong klaseng event man yan.
Correct.
Nakalimutan.
Grabing dead air. Ano outro? Bakla.
Ayun. This is again Owie.
And this is Jaya. And always remember, Chika moderately. Bye!